proudly goose-stepping. No, it's slouching. That's more of a description of how I've been in my life. Slouching towards Gamora. Thankfully, though, the Lord has turned me aside from that path. As he did Paul. But to me, it was no less glorious. Not quite as, the way he was struck down. But I certainly had my day where he just changed my life. He put his Holy Ghost in me, and I felt his power come over me in a literal way, for which I am thankful. I remember I thought, I have tasted the powers of the world to come. That the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all. This is something worthy to be accepted. This is deserved to be approved. Jesus came to save sinners. All right, but again, he says, law is not for a righteous man. Well, how is it? You know, we're supposed to be. The point is, he came to save us by getting us out of the law, because the law can't save us. Salvation is the process whereby he makes us like him. The only way we can be saved is that we should be perfect. That's what God has ordained salvation should be. Not that I become perfect to earn salvation. No, no, no. My salvation is given that I might be perfect. He says, I am chief. I like that's why I speak of myself, still in the presence. Even though God has turned me so much away from things, I look at the apostles my example of humility. I am a chief sinner. That's why I say I have a depraved heart. You know? Not that, then I'm speaking of the flesh. You know, and so on and so forth. But I don't want to qualify. I like the way he says, of whom I am chief. But for this cause I obtained mercy. See, I also have obtained mercy. That in me first Christ Jesus might show forth all long suffering for a pattern to them which hereafter believe on him, to life everlasting. Now, I don't think I'm anywhere near that kind of pattern. I mean, for one, like I said, I didn't run to evil with such zeal and dedication like Paul. Like I said, I admire that. He was a better man than me in the folly which he was in. You know, it's like in my folly I was more, like I said, slouching and pathetic and disgusting. You know, I mean, maybe in some way that makes me worse. I'd like to think of myself as worse. I always like to think of myself as lower than other people, because then it's more glorious that Christ should raise me up. You know, turn a sloucher into a zealous runner, you know, for Christ. As opposed to, I mean, a man who is diligent in wickedness is in becoming diligent in righteousness is sort of, you know. But then to have someone who's just a total, you know, just nothing into something. Now that, I glory in the work of God in that. As far as I'm, it makes my heart rejoice in what God has done on my behalf. But when he says me first, it doesn't mean he was the first. But I mean, Apostle Peter was an example of the long suffering of Christ. You know? But this really stuck out as an example, Paul. Why? Well, if you think about it, Paul was a Pharisee. I mean, that's the people who that's the one of the best parts about the New Testament. Is that, you know, you have these four Gospels and Jesus running up against these Pharisees. The Pharisees, you know? They were always like the bad guys. The scribes and Pharisees said unto him, "We do, 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 do." And Jesus said, "If you were of the, you know," and it was all this conflict between Jesus and the religious people, the most religious people in the society. And of one of those people, an enemy, that Christ would take that person and turn him. That is the best example of the grace of God. That even among those whom it seemed like Christ had everything against. Sometimes I say, you know, in the end times, our greatest prophets and apostles may actually come out of those religious hypocrites. an Orthodox church. You know? It may very well, you know, it's like, what better person to exemplify the mercy of God than a Catholic priest? What better person to exemplify the mercy of God in turning someone from wickedness than a Baptist preacher? What better example of turning someone from wickedness and corruption and horrible idolatry and blasphemy than that God should take an Episcopal preacher or bishop or whatever? And yeah, you hear a little tongue-in-cheek there. And I'm not being totally tongue-in-cheek, but you see what I'm saying. They're big-time sinners, like the scribes and Pharisees are. You know, what better shining example of the mercy of God than he should turn Pat Robertson to the truth? That he should turn Billy Graham to the truth? That he should turn Arnold Murray to the truth? That he should turn, Swindoll to the truth? That he should turn Scudder I guess McGee is dead. That's too bad for him. But he should turn, whatever. I never heard the gospel preached. Going through that Bible all those times, waiting to hear the gospel. Yeah, a certain amount of gospel. Now that there should be no homosexuals. Like, now you're never going to be perfect. And receive the Lord. You know, it's always just the corruption. But what better shining example of the grace of God than to turn one of these blasphemous religious leaders? And they don't think they're blaspheming. They do it ignorantly and in unbelief. Okay, they don't believe the gospel. What better shining example of the mercy of God than that he should turn... Oh, I wanted to bring up this last guy. Saddleback. The purpose-driven life, dude. Turn him to God. What a better example of the shining grace of God than to turn those religious hypocrites. I know I'll offend people. I'll probably offend them. Those guys are now going to hate me. Oh, they'll love me. Because I know they got a law. It says they got to love. Right? They got to love. Until, you know, and it's easy to love when no one listens, you know, right? It's easy to love someone like me. And it's like, well, nobody's listening. But if people actually listen to me, oh, then they, it's just like Jesus, you know. When he's doing miracles, everybody loves him. When he starts talking, well, gee, that's a different story. What a pattern.